You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. Welcome to Voice of Victory program. Again, we are giving God the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. And we always do. Hallelujah. For the victories in our lives. Hallelujah. And we thank God when, you know, when, He shows up. Praise God. And I just love my Heavenly Father for who He is, right? Not for what I can get out of Him. I love Him for who He is. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's so exciting, hallelujah, to serve this mighty living God, hallelujah, which is my daddy, all right? He's my dad, hallelujah. According to the Bible, the word Abba, that's what it means, dad, hallelujah. And I thank Him and I praise Him, hallelujah. And before I start, hallelujah, let me go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank and I praise You, Father, for the victories today, and praise God in the future, Father. We give You honor and we give You glory. Hallelujah. You are one awesome. Hallelujah, Dad. Hallelujah. And I thank You and I praise You for loving me so much. Hallelujah. And I thank You and I praise You for, Father, always supplying us. Hallelujah. Supplying our need. Supplying, Father, praise God, everything in our lives. I thank You and praise You in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, this morning, praise God, glory, hallelujah, I'm going to be preaching on faith again. Well, praise God. You know, hallelujah, that's what we need, faith, hallelujah, to get what we have to get, hallelujah, from our Heavenly Father. And the reason we need faith is because, hallelujah, we have to bring forth out of the spiritual realm, out of the invisible, through faith, we bring it to the physical realm, amen, to the physical world, hallelujah. And it's like healing. Healing starts from the inside out, amen. And it's just awesome. And this morning, almost every Saturday anyway, I recite a scripture, and that's what I'm going to be praying on or preaching on. And then later on, you know, and I've said this over and over in every Saturday mornings here and other radio programs, that I expect results when we pray, amen, because the Word of God tells us, hallelujah, that we need to believe, hallelujah, we need, hallelujah, praise God, to understand that God is, hallelujah, who He is, amen. He will answer you. He will, hallelujah, come to your defense. He will be your doctor. He will be your healer. You know, He will be your Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I mean, there's so many names that God is known for, hallelujah. And every last one of them means, you know, either God, our provider, our healer, our banner, hallelujah, all of these things, amen. And this morning, hallelujah, I want your faith to be stirred up, hallelujah. I want your faith to come alive, hallelujah, through what we're going to be teaching on today or preaching, however the Lord leads me. And we're going to find the scripture in Hebrews 11:1. And I'm going to show you, hallelujah, praise God, that faith you know, is what we need. It's the, how should I say this, the tool, you know, to obtain what God has for us. Amen? And there's no ifs, buts about it. Faith, hallelujah. Praise God. Let me back up a little bit here, hallelujah. And I have always told you through, hallelujah, preachings and teachings, hallelujah, that every last one of us have faith. God has put that faith in our hearts. Even if you're not a believer, hallelujah, it doesn't matter if you're not a believer, hallelujah, praise God. Faith is still in your heart, in your spirit, man, amen? Hallelujah, your inner man, your spirit, hallelujah. And, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me read the scripture. The Word of God says, Hebrews 11:1, this is what it says. Listen carefully. It says, now, all right? That's how that verse starts. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hallelujah. We need faith, and God knew that. God knew that we, every human being, was going to need faith to obtain what he has for us. Amen? Ever since the takeover of planet Earth or the world, hallelujah, however you want to call it, from Satan, God knew that we needed faith in to connect with him, to talk to him in prayer, hallelujah, to bring what we need from the invincible or invisible to, hallelujah, the material world, hallelujah. Now, the chapter we were reading out of, amen, chapter 11 of Hebrews, I call that the book of Hall of Faith, amen, the book of Hall of Faith. Some of your baseball fans, you know, Hall of Fame in baseball, some of your football fans, the Hall of Fame, hallelujah, all of these things. Now, this one is the Hall of Faith. You're going to see almost, I mean, praise God, it talks about how all these men of God, how these women of God, hallelujah, obtain their victory, their success, their healings, their blessings, hallelujah. Praise God. For example, Abel, Enoch, hallelujah, the Word of God says that he was known as the man who pleased God, amen? And God came, hallelujah, praise God, and took him. And I'm going to say something's going to knock your socks off, okay? And you might not agree with me, but I'm going to talk about about this a little bit. Enoch, I mean, how long ago did God take him from planet Earth? Amen? He's got him somewhere, hallelujah, that nobody knows, but he is not dead. He could be 6,000 years, 8,000, whatever, hallelujah. Whatever the Bible says, how long it's taken. Now, there's another guy. There's another prophet of the Lord that was taken, and that was Elijah. These two men, hallelujah, are not dead yet, and they're at least 6,000 years old. And sometimes we say, whoa, that's really some. Are you kidding me? Everybody has to die. No, they're gonna pass away, but in due time, amen? What about Moses, hallelujah? How Moses, hallelujah, through faith, hallelujah, did what God told him to do. How about Abraham, Sarah? Sarah being 95 years old, praise God, her age to conceive was long, long gone according to human nature. And they had a son by the name of Isaac, hallelujah. And I could go on, Daniel, when they threw him in the lion's den, hallelujah, how he used lions as pillows and stuffed animals there, amen? The lions did not hurt him. And the lions were starving, praise God. They would let those lions starve almost, so when they threw somebody in there, they would tear them apart and eat them. Hallelujah. Praise God. What about Samson? You remember Samson? The three Hebrew children, how they threw them in the fiery furnace, hallelujah, because they would not deny God. All these people, you're going to read about them in that chapter. Now, it's telling us that through faith, we can get whatever we need. If you're going through something today, your marriage, hallelujah, is going down the drain, or whatever, however you want to say it. If your children are running wild, and you know you need you want peace of heart, hallelujah. We can get it going through faith, praying together, uniting our faith together, we can do, hallelujah, and you and I could be added to this book of all faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Because God says that through faith, all this, praise God, elders obtain a good testimony, a good report, hallelujah. And how many times, hallelujah, praise God, do we get blessed and we don't testify, whatever, but let me leave that alone, praise God, hallelujah. I mean, God wants us to be able to have the victory day in and day out, amen? Now, in verse 6, it says, but without faith it's impossible to please God, amen? It says, hallelujah, that everyone who comes to him must believe that he is, that he does exist. This morning, I'm telling you that there is nothing more real than God is. Amen? Your cancer or hepatitis, diabetics, whatever, it might be real in your life, but when it comes up against the word of God, and I've said this over and over and over, those facts can change. They're subject to be changed with the word of God. Amen. All these men and women of God, they got what they wanted because of faith. Hallelujah. And we're talking about in the Old Testament. Now, the New Testament has a section there that talks about God's servants, people who believed, praise God, people got their healings through faith. Hallelujah. You remember in one occasion there were 10 lepers that came to Jesus, and Jesus healed them all. What about that one leper, hallelujah, that he came to Jesus, he healed him, hallelujah. What about the woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah? She suffered, lost all her money, going to a doctor's, and let me explain, let me say something here. I do not preach against doctors, amen? But this woman, the word of God says that she spent all that she had and did not get any better. She was getting worse. She came to Jesus. What about Jairus? Hallelujah. When he went to Jesus and said, Master, come to my house, pray for my daughter, and I know she will be healed. And before Jesus got there, somebody came and said, Jairus, your daughter's dead. But that did not move Jairus. Jairus' faith was, I mean, praise God, focused. It was standing. He was standing there, hallelujah. He did not move him. Hallelujah. When Jesus stopped with the woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah. Are you listening to me? You remember the lunatic man? Hallelujah! How he would break chains, scare people in the cemeteries because he was possessed by a whole bunch of demons. Hallelujah! Listen, this morning you can get, hallelujah, you can get your healing, you can get your blessing, you can get a miracle, hallelujah, because God has them with your name on it. Are you listening to me? Praise God! You know, I could go on and on talking about all these people that by faith they got what they wanted. Amen? And the word of God tells us that when we put our faith to work, when we act on our faith, it says it pleases God. You know, nothing pleases God more than you being healed. Nothing pleases God more than your marriage to be restored. Nothing pleases God more, hallelujah, than your family, hallelujah, have that unity, that harmony, that love, that respect, hallelujah, that your kids will not talk back to you ugly, hallelujah. There's nothing that pleases God more, hallelujah, than you getting that financial breakthrough that you need, hallelujah. But it all takes faith. It all takes faith, hallelujah. In a couple of minutes, we will open the lines. If you are in need of something, call us and we'll pray with you, and God will move, hallelujah, because the word of God tells me that I can expect results when I pray, amen? Praise God. But you have to call me. I cannot call you because I do not know your telephone number. I don't know what you're going through, hallelujah. But if you call us and ask us that you need prayer, hallelujah, we will unite our prayer, hallelujah, we will unite our faith, and God will move, amen? You're the only one that can move the hand of God, amen? In Matthew chapter 6, hallelujah, it also tells us about, hallelujah, how we should trust God, amen? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. God knows what you need, but you have to come and ask him, hallelujah. Praise God, God knows what I need, but I have to come and ask him. And when we ask him, we are, hallelujah, we are moving in faith. And that's what pleases God, that he sees you and I come to his throne of grace boldly, asking him for your healing, your deliverance, hallelujah, praise God, your blessing, your miracle, hallelujah, however, whatever you need, it pleases God when we come to him. The word of God says that we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder, hallelujah, to them that diligently seek him. That's to finish that verse we just read, verse 6. Amen? Oh, I want to encourage you this morning, praise God, to trust God, believe in him, hallelujah. And that's what faith is. Believe in God, trust in God, hallelujah, being assured, hallelujah, of what God has for you and for me, hallelujah, knowing that God will come through for us. Amen? Oh, that pleases God so much, hallelujah, praise God. But that ugly face, devil's gonna get mad and he's gonna try to steal that blessing from you. And that's how he does things. Jesus said the enemy came but to steal, kill, and destroy. How does he steal? By coming into your mind and telling you these things don't work. Amen? That he doesn't work. That who are you? I mean, God doesn't love you. Oh, you're nothing but an old sinner, whatever. You see, that's his way of stealing your faith. That's his way of stealing the word of God. That's the way of he's stealing your blessing. Hallelujah. Don't allow him to do it anymore. Stand up, hallelujah, eyeball that lying devil and tell him to get out of your life, get out of your body, get out of your pocketbook and so forth. And so get out of your children, get out of your marriage, hallelujah, get out of your family. And I'm not talking about just children. I'm talking about cousins, uncles, aunts, whatever, praise God. You have the victory. Always remember this, that you will have the victory. God, hallelujah, praise God, will give you the victory. And remember this, if we really trust God and believe his word, hallelujah, that what I said last week, hallelujah, is true, that we were born to be blessed. Amen? Praise God. So we're going to open the lines in a couple of minutes. If there is a need in your life, call. We're going to ask God, hallelujah, to supply all your need. And I'm not going to say needs. I'm going to say need. All right? Praise God. And that's what the word of God says. He says that God will supply all of your need. Praise God. Hallelujah. But faith. Hallelujah. Faith. Hallelujah. You got to put it to work. And you have it. Believe me. You have it. Glory be to God. And it's ready for it to burst out. Hallelujah. It's ready for it to come and get your blessing, your healing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Praise God. Everything he says in his word, he will do it. Amen. And praise God. He is not a man that the promises that he's made, he cannot deliver. Oh, yes, he can. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being who you are. Amen. Brother and sister, listener, you can call us right now, 221-1100. If you're driving, pull over to the side. If you're washing your dishes or washing clothes or whatever, stop for a moment. Hallelujah. You need to be healed. You need your blessing. You need your miracle. Hallelujah. You need what God has for you. Hallelujah. And it's not impossible to obtain. Amen? It is not impossible to obtain. Just let that faith come alive in your heart, hallelujah, in your spirit, and start confessing, hallelujah, I'm healed, or I have my blessing, I have my miracle. If some of you need a miracle today, I mean, this is the day, amen? This is your day, praise God. But don't give up. Call us right now. Like I say, if you're running back and forth washing clothes or doing dishes or whatever, stop for a moment. Pick up the telephone and call us, 221-1100. If you're driving, try to pull over to the side and call us, hallelujah. If you're jogging, 221-1100. If you're fishing, hallelujah, praise God, 221-1100, hallelujah. If you're outside the calling area, you can call us at 1-888-221-1100. And I will be praying for you, hallelujah. We will be agreeing in prayer, hallelujah. And you, hallelujah, praise God, can bet that the Lord is here. It's just a figure of speech. The Lord is healed, and he will, hallelujah, bless you in a mighty, mighty way. Praise God. And I see the phones are starting to, hallelujah. Praise God. Call us. Don't hang up. We'll get to you. Okay? We will get to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Sandra, and I would like you guys to have a prayer for me.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you need prayer for, Sandra?
For my entire life. I've been going through a lot of turmoil right now.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready to do a test, too, in the next half an hour.
Right. Okay.
And, to better myself, you know, for my kids.
Amen, Sandra.
And, yeah, that's, I'm going through divorce right now, and then it's not easy.
Okay.
I just would like you to please say a prayer.
Okay, we will, Sandra, hallelujah, and thank God for it right now. Okay, Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift my sister Sandra up, Father, by faith, Father. I know that you're going to come down and bless her in a mighty way. Father, you're going to straighten her life out right now because your word says that, hallelujah. And Father, she had enough faith to call us. And Lord, right now, I'm declaring victory in her life, in every area of her life, healing, blessings, Father. Her marriage should be restored, hallelujah, financially, Lord, every way, Father. And I thank you and I praise you for the victory in her life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sandra, all you got to do now is start praising God, amen, thanking him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good. Hallelujah. Yes, we got. All right. Praise God. Good morning. God bless you.
Hello.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless you too, sir.
Yes, brother.
I need prayer. I have a kidney stone that is too large to pass. And they want to bring me to the OR next week or the week after, and I know the Lord can dissolve it and get it out of me.
Oh yes, He can. Give me your first name. Give me your first name.
Name is Gino.
Gino. All right, let's pray. And that stone is gone, brother. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up my brother right now, Father. I pray that you stretch forth your miracle working hand, Father. Destroy that stone, hallelujah, right now. And he is totally healed, Father, for the honor and the glory of you, Lord. Hallelujah. And by faith, I declare done. Amen and amen. You know, you are healed, brother. Praise God. Yes, hallelujah. Call us 221-1100. Don't hang up on us, hallelujah, because we've got about 5 minutes left. Don't hang up on me, hallelujah. I know some of you might kind of get tired hanging in there. But call me, 221-1100. You need your miracle. You need your healing. You need your blessing, hallelujah. Praise God. And like I said, don't let Satan steal your health anymore, your wealth, hallelujah. Don't let him, hallelujah, because he will. He will. He don't care who you are. He don't care how good you feel or how wealthy you are. No, no, no. He's going to come and attack. He doesn't respect you, hallelujah. He don't even respect a two-year-old or a one-year-old or 6 months old, hallelujah. Call us, brother. Don't let the lying devil steal your blessing, all right? 221-1100 in the calling area. Outside, 888-221-8990. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, brother. God bless you.
Yes, brother.
I just want you to pray with me that we would agree that the Holy Spirit would empower the church.
All right.
To do the Great Commission.
Yes, brother. We do need that.
Most of the church does not understand the Great Commission.
Right, right. You're right. You're completely right. Give me your first name, brother.
Michael.
Michael. All right, brother. Let's go and let's just pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with my brother Michael, Father, that your Holy Ghost, that we would allow your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to guide, to run the churches nowadays, Father, for the honor and the glory of your name and the power, the anointing of our Heavenly Father will be upon them. I thank you and I praise you, Father. And by faith, I declare it done already because we need it, Lord. We need in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother Michael. And I know the Lord's going to move. All right.
The great commission.
Yes, brother.
Go on the whole world, lay hands on the sick.
Exactly.
Cast out demons and preach the gospel.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir, brother. That's true. Okay, brother. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, call us and don't hang up on us. All right. Praise God. Good morning. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you for your blessings, Pastor. I'm calling in for prayer for my daughter. She, I thought God could just look down upon her and give her a miracle because she need a work.
Okay. Sister, give me your first name. Give me your first name.
Her first name is Angela.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Joyce.
Okay, Joyce, let's pray together, and the Lord's going to come through for us, okay? And for you, yes, and for her. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift Angela before your presence, Father. I pray that you would touch her right now, Lord. The Holy Ghost will seek her, hallelujah. And Father, that her life would be a blessing, hallelujah. And also, hallelujah, Sister Joyce, Father, that her life will be a blessing. Bring your blessings upon them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them the victory, Father, hallelujah, right now, for the honor and the glory of your name. And by faith, I declare it done. Amen and amen. Praise God. We got about 2 minutes left. There's still time for you to call me. Amen. And we will be praying together. We will agree. And I know the Lord will, praise God, do it. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, brother. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing terrific. Yes, sister.
Yes, I wanted to pray for myself. My name is Dana, and my husband, Max. We are separated currently, but I'm believing and trusting God that there will be healing and restoration in my marriage, and I wanted you to come into agreement with me in regards to that.
Oh, yes, sister. The Lord will come to bless you, all right? You and my Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, my sister's faith was stirred up enough, Father, to call us. Hallelujah. Father, we are praying for the victory in her life. In Mac, Father, Father, the marriage to be restored, hallelujah, and be even greater than before. And I know that can be done. And I thank you and I praise you, Father, for, you know, just giving them the victory, hallelujah, and restore the marriage. And by faith, Lord, I'm declared done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Sister Dina, just start thanking and praising God. Amen. We got about a minute left. Hallelujah. We could still take one more call. Amen. And we will be ready. And remember, your faith, brother and sister, not your need. Your faith. If you need something bad enough, let that faith be stirred up in your heart. Let that faith be stirred up in your life, hallelujah, and call us, all right? Okay, we got about 30 seconds left, hallelujah, and we're going to be going off the air pretty soon. And we thank God, hallelujah, and just for the victory in our lives. And hallelujah, we thank him, hallelujah. Man, you know what? I never get tired of thanking him, hallelujah, because he is awesome. My dad is awesome, man. Amen? My daddy. All right. Thank you, hallelujah, and we'll see you. Praise God. We got about 10 seconds left. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited about the Lord blessing us. Praise God.
He is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delphina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida, 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff, pride themselves on fast and friendly service, providing you a pharmacy experience with the personal touch that you deserve. Fifth Street Pharmacy is located on the corner of Northwest Fifth Street and 2nd Avenue, behind Napa Auto Parts. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they provide a drive-up window for your convenience. This is Gerald Turner. On Monday, October 15th, we will once again ask for your assistance to raise the needed finances for the next 6 months. Please pray and ask our Heavenly Father what He would have you to do towards reaching our goal of $195,000. By returning your pledge card to the station before the 15th will be a blessing and an encouragement to each one of us. God bless you and have a great day.
Good.